Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about spies, governmental agents in the churches of the Lord Jesus Christ. Before our news break, we were reading from an article, governmental agents post message on church door. Singing is unlawful. Ladies and gentlemen, that's in the North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California. And they had put a four-page letter, pasted a four-page letter on the door of the church to cease and desist. And in that four-page letter, they recited what the church could and could not do. And they admitted in that four-page letter that they knew what was happening because they had been sending, I'm reading from the article, Santa Clara County had acknowledged its cease and desist order that they had been sending agents into the church to spy on the congregation during the worship services. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to respond to that, the telephone number is 831-0917. Do you think that's all right? Do you think we should sit back, shut up, be silent as churches and as pastors, as Christians, as conservatives in America, and allow the governmental agents to go into the church and spy on the churches, video record what the churches are doing, and then put a cease and desist order on the doors because of what they had discovered in the church with the worship? Ladies and gentlemen, we have religious liberties, freedom of speech. We have the freedom in our Constitution through the Bill of Rights, ladies and gentlemen, to sing and to worship and to preach and to teach the Word of God without intervention from Caesar, that is the government, to tell Christ Church what we ought to do. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over your question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, Brother Davis here. How are you?
Brother Davis, thank you for calling. God bless you. I'm doing well. I hope you are.
Yes, sir. We are very blessed at this time. But I just got a little comment here on to, you know, what you have been saying on today. The churches really need to wake up because I'm just like you. I'm pretty stirred up by the things that I'm seeing out of some of the pastors. Just look like they're content with things as they are, just letting the government and others come in and make a call on the churches and, you know, have them to just abide by some of these things that are unlawful. Maybe they don't know what their rights are. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty stirred up right now at this time because here's my thoughts on that. I'm just a firm believer, Dr. Youngblood, that it's not Satan's time yet. Just to answer the question that kind of what the young man just asked before the news break, when he was saying that, we know that the one world order is got to come and that kind of stuff like that. We read that in the Bible and we know that that's, you know, the word of God and it's got to happen. But I'm a firm believer that as long as the church is in the world, it's not Satan's time to stand up yet. And we don't have to stand back or stand aside and just watch him take over and rule things and run, you know, the church, especially the church. I mean, the way that, you know, he wants to. I mean, we win battles on our knees. If we come together and pray and stand up for what we know are right, I believe that God will give us the victory. But if we're not, you know, even trying, then Dr. Youngblood, quite natural, he's just going to beat us to a pulp.
Absolutely. One of the things you're saying, if I could jump in there and comment on that, one of the things you're saying is that we ought not to just sit down. We need to pray, yes. We need to seek God's face, yes. We need to ask him to heal our land, as the scripture tells us, yes. But at the same time, as Peter said, we ought to obey God and not man. We need to stand up,
sir.
Speak up, be heard, be seen. We need to be willing to fight. Sometimes that fight will mean that you'll wind up in the lion's den. That fight sometimes means that you might wind up in the fiery furnace. But God is still going to protect us. And in particular, as Christians and as the church, we have the responsibility. We have the responsibility, the obligation before God to stand and to speak up and to be seen, to be heard, to be salt and light, not just cower before the government that says that we can't worship.
Amen. Amen. And just like in the book of Second Chronicles, chapter 20, if I may, I'll try to be as brief as I can because I do want some other people to call in and have some sayings. But God gave his people the victory through praises. When they got together and started praising God, then God moved and he gave them the victory, so much to where Dr. Youngblood had said in there that those enemies got so confused until they started slaying each other. The Israelites didn't really even have to fight because they got together and they praised God in the beauty of holiness. And this is what we need to do. If we come together as one, and I think that seems like such a hard thing today for the saints, for the Christians to come together, stand firm on holy ground, and don't let Amen. The devil just come in and take over. You know, we can win this victory on today, but we have got to come together as one. This is the biggest thing that we need to understand. And I also want to say from Psalm 149, 6 through 9, it says, let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a sharp two-edged sword in their hand. That's the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
And it says here, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written, dishonor have all his saints, praise ye the Lord. This is what we got to do. We got to come together, Dr. Youngblood, give God the praise, and I'm sure that he will give us the victory. Amen.
Amen, brother. You're so correct and right on target. Thank you for that call. Thank you for your comments. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to pray, seek God's face. We need to praise God for what he's doing. At the same time, we need to be salt and light in a decaying society. I believe we have another caller. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Hello, how are you, Dr. Youngblood?
Doing great.
That was a blessing to hear your last caller. I'm glad he was able to call in, and I enjoyed listening to him as well as I enjoy listening to what you have to say. You know, when I was listening to you, I had like three different things going on in my head. And the first thing I had going on was, and I mean this so sincerely, not being Pollyanna at all, but I hurt for those spies that were coming into that church in, I think you said Santa Clara, because it's one thing to be against God out in the world, and maybe you don't even know you're against God because you're not a believer and you think you're just doing your job, but to then go into God's church and to do that, that just makes me almost cry for that those persons or people that were doing that. So I would love to pray for those people, and I hope we can all pray for those people that the Lord will be gracious to them and merciful to them and somehow, you know, let them know what they're doing is wrong, and maybe they can come to the knowledge, saving faith knowledge of the Lord. It just kills me for them. And the other thing, which is kind of a little bit of opposite, is I also think about the image of our Lord in the temple, you know, cleaning out the tax collectors and the buyers and the sellers and all that commerce. And, you know, he was very controlled anger, if you will, and righteous anger. And we're allowed to have that. We know as Christians, we're not to go out and start something and not be at peace with people for nothing. But when they're coming to our doors and trying to make us not worship, that is a time when we can pattern ourselves after what the Lord Jesus did and just stand up and have that righteous anger and protect what God wants us to protect. And then the last thing is, we know, you know, you say it all the time, we know this is all going to turn out how the Lord wants it to turn out, because nothing is going to, even the gates of hell are not going to stop God from building his church. So yeah. Praise the Lord that we can have surety in that.
Yes, absolutely. A word of encouragement, absolutely. You're talking about those that are the government spies going in, and pray for them. It reminds me of those soldiers that placed Jesus Christ on the cross and crucified him.
Yeah.
They were doing it under the orders of the government, but they were putting themselves in the position of fighting against God. It is just as the Apostle Paul, Saul of Tarsus, before he was saved, going into the churches with the warrants in his pockets to find, to prosecute, to persecute Christians because they were following Christ, and he thought he was doing what God wanted him to do. So, yes, we have a major, major antithetical thing taking place where we find those that are following governmental orders, and those governmental orders are antithetical and against the Word of God, and we need to pray for them, pray that God will give us the victory, knowing that we win in the end, ladies and gentlemen. That's the key to it. Thank you so much for your call and words of encouragement and insight. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says Christians must defy Caesar's attempt to control the church. The article reads briefly, Government attempts to regulate church attendance and worship practices violate not only the law of our land, the U.S. Constitution, they violate the law above the law. The law above the law. That's the law of God, ladies and gentlemen. And because of that, every Christian pastor should individually be in open defiance of any restrictions, any mandates, and collectively in active civil rebellion against the state and local government issuing them. The daily news should be dominated by the violent, BLM anti-Tifa rioting over phony systemic racism narratives, but the images of bold, nonviolent men of God standing resolutely against tyranny, speaking forth the truth of the gospel, even if hauled off to jail, while other congregations gather in mass protest outside city halls and state houses, singing the great old hymns above and about the mighty fortress of our God, Christian soldiers marching as to war. No secular power could withstand Christendom united in this way. And that's what our last two callers are talking about, standing united in the fashion that recognizes that our liberties are under assault and we need to stand. This article further says, but instead of lines of faith, we see cowering sheep having a form of godliness by their words, but by their actions denying its power. That's from 2 Timothy 3, which describes the perilous times of our last days when the society is overrun with the wicked. The wicked run wild because the righteous are ashamed to assert their authority as agents of the Most High Holy God. Following that, the article states, no, in order to obey man instead of God on social distancing is not the mark of the beast, but it's a rehearsal for it. It's conditioning the sheep to follow false shepherds in the cattle chute to be slain. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about spies in the church. We're talking about watching what is taking place today with governmental agents going into our churches and then giving cease and desist orders to the pastors saying they cannot keep on keeping on in their preaching and teaching the gospel. Ladies and gentlemen, I just watched recently, I believe it was Saturday evening, on television, one of our main nationally televised churches stated that they've been closed for some 5 months now. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just simply tuck this in as a parenthetical footnote to my statements of what I've said today. One of the things I believe that we can do across America is follow the money. You see, some of the governmental money that was offered to businesses if they closed was also made available to churches. I believe what has taken place, multitudes of these pastors have accepted the funds from the federal government to remain closed, and as such, they're going to remain closed until those gift dollars run out. And then they will discover early on, after that takes place, that half the congregation will never show up again, according to the George Barner report that I've talked about for several months now. That report says that majority of those that have stayed out for 2, 3, 4, 5 months out of a church will never return. And then to find out with the latest report that 1 out of 5 of these churches will never open. But ladies and gentlemen, I think it's egregious, number one, that the churches with an open hand went to the government's window and said, give me some money and I will obey you. That puts the church and the pastors in the position of obedience to the governmental orders, whatever they may be, and in this case, the orders to remain closed. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, says Lexington Church holds outdoor services and yet they're cited for noise violation. The point being, ladies and gentlemen, these churches that are closing, some are trying to open, some are opening up and having services on the parking lot, and then having services on the parking lot, they're getting ticketed. The whole problem is that we have a society today, a governmental agencies today that hates the church, hates God, and hates anything that's called spirituality. This article says the Crossroads Church in Lexington has been holding live in-person services every Sunday, but the changes have been made to move services outside because have created problems for the neighborhood. Community Pastor Brian Carter knows many are turning their faith during the time these hard times. The two things that people missed are connecting with one another and live worship, the pastor said. That's why Crossroads Church in Lexington is holding live in-person worship on the parking lot every Sunday. These services have unintended consequences in the neighborhood. Quote, we've been cited, this pastor says, we've been cited for violating the noise ordinance. The ordinance stating playing music instruments that create a noise is a disturbance for a neighborhood and therefore is not allowed. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have services in the church, they're going to ticket you, fine you, and send agents in to listen. If you have services in the parking lot, you're going to find that it violates some ordinance, and therefore you'd be ticketed. Here's an article that says, South Bay Church fined $10,000 simply for holding indoor services during the pandemic. Again, at Santa Clara, California, where a church has been fined $10,000 for violating the so-called health restrictions. It is the North Valley Baptist Church that has been fined, and it's that same church now that's discovered that they've had Gestapo agents come in under the guise of worshipers to cite something that the church has done that's inappropriate and wrong, as is found by the governmental agencies. Here's an article that says, new survey, 98% of Americans who support socialism reject a biblical worldview. Ladies and gentlemen, here's a fundamental component to what we're seeing that's taking place. This survey that's done by the Barna Report says that 98% of Americans that support socialism also reject a biblical worldview. People who do what they believe, Barna said. So if you tell me you believe something but you're not willing to act on it, you don't really believe it. So we're looking for consistency between behavior and belief. The survey probed on the topics including perspectives on God, Jesus, salvation, Satan, the Bible, truth, moral living, and the value of being human. Those answering 80% or more of the questions in terms of both what they believe and do in a way that was consistent with Scripture were deemed to have a biblical worldview. Though approximately 70% of the Americans identify as Christians, only 6% of those polled meet the biblical worldview threshold. Out of the 70% that say they're Christians in America, only 6% meet the threshold of having a biblical worldview. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the church being eviscerated in America because of silence in the pulpits and silence in the pews where we, the people, we, the Christians, are unwilling to take a stand. But then to find that government sending in spies into the churches is something that's egregious, that's only found, generally speaking, in communist, socialist, Marxist countries, North Korea, China, Russia, Venezuela, etc. Here's an article that says, new uncivil war is putting the bullseye on Christians. Japan bombed Pearl Harbor and America united. And it goes on to talk about that. But the saints' hypocrisy arrived, and it's talking about what's happening now, where the bullseye is being placed on the churches, and yet the churches are silent and simply bowing and bending. And what we're seeing, ladies and gentlemen, if I can give you a transition of thought that perfectly aligns with what I've been saying, is that what we see happening, and it's been happening in China now for some years, is now being transferred, the same policy, the same procedure, the same prosecution, persecution that's in China for the Christians is now taking place in the United States of America. Here's an article that says, China government spies on its churches with video surveillance. The Chinese government authorities already sent some technicians to install CCTV cameras starting back in 2016 to maintain social order. But it's discovered now, since March the 15th of last year, that they've been installing cameras especially around churches. Neither freedom of religion, practice, or speech exist in China, though the Chinese government purports to support such freedoms. In practice, religions are monitored and regulated, far unlike the West. In particular, the Chinese government is concerned about any challenge to their powers, especially from organized Christianity and the church. The use of video surveillance will help government to monitor, especially the underground church, allowing the government to better identify and track all religious people in China, including those religious leaders. For the underground church, the implementation of the CCTV cameras will either force groups to find new places to meet or will discourage them from attending church at all. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what the government is attempting to do in America today, is to dissuade and discourage worshipers to go to church and thus prove their point as they're trying to shut the churches. This article says the Chinese government runs mass video surveillance systems inside China called Skynet, with hundreds of thousands of cameras centrally monitoring all of the churches in China. Ladies and gentlemen, here's another article. Executive report. Chinese government hires 500 spies to join. Listen, this is egregious, and this is where we're headed in America. unless God intervenes. Chinese government hires 500 spies to join house churches. Chinese government hiring those spies. Several pastors concerned with concern have been arrested in the last couple of months after being held in black prisons, as they call them, that is, detention centers and facilities that are not registered for regular holding facilities. Now we know at least part of why. According to the sources in one area of central China, the Chinese government have hired 500 college-age secret agents to pose as potential Christians and infiltrate the underground church house in its meetings. Most of our new converts these days are young people, this article says, looking for meaning in their lives. One pastor shared with us during a private meeting in China, the government knows this and are exploiting the hearts and the lives of the outreach efforts of our churches. The government has been unsuccessful in stopping the growth of Christianity in China, especially among the young people. So they are now employing a new strategy to undermine and destroy the meetings and the meeting places, who the leaders are, finding out who the leaders are and what methods they're using for avoiding police detection. The government also knows that is why they have the implementation of the special challenge of evangelicals' efforts to reach new converts. If the government is employing young spies, the church might tend to be more cautious when accepting new young converts into their secret underground church fellowships. This is very, very trying times in the nation of China for Christians. Here's another one that says, Chinese pastor and his wife are face a 15-year prison sentence because of crackdown on religious services in China and the use of spies within the church. Here's another article, ladies and gentlemen. Christianity crackdown, government officials spying on the church services. The Chinese government is paying citizens to spy on churches and the church leaders and their activities, according to local Christians. Chinese Christians are being spied upon by the government informants that now never miss the top stories and reporting on the churches. A church leader from a region in China revealed how one person in each village in his province has been paid the equivalent of 300 yuan to spy on churches, which is more than five times the impoverished household gets its benefits. The spies are believed to be reporting back to the government, which Christians take their children to church, or minors are not allowed to enter a religious building or be caught about religion, talk about religion. Authorities began clamping down on religion last year after they revised their religious regulations were published. The regulations would be thoroughly implemented in banning churches from any organization of having any children in the services. And it goes on to talk about how churches are being demolished, how Bibles are being burned, how Christians are being put in prison as a result, ladies and gentlemen, of the spying on the churches by governmental agents. Here's an article that should cause you to sit up and take notice if you've not paid attention thus far. California all-out war on church worship intensifies with bans, with fines, and now sending spies into the churches. Ladies and gentlemen, have you understood the import of what I'm saying today? Do you believe that it's all right for spies to go into the church and report back to governmental officials of what you're doing in the church? That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear from you these last few minutes of this broadcast today. Do you think it's all right? Do you agree with that? Do you believe that churches should remain closed? Do you believe that we should simply bow to Caesar, that is to the government, rather than bowing and obeying Christ as Lord and Master over our churches? Do you believe that pastors should simply continue to keep the church doors closed and say to the church members, we're not having church this Sunday or next Sunday or the next few months? There are some churches that I understand have decided they're not going to open until next January. This article says California Governor Gavin Newsom and county leaders are escalating the state's war on the church and on worship services, dragging pastors into court and demanding thousands of dollars in fines for illegally singing or holding indoor worship services at all. This standoff is getting closer to a religious hot war, with some of the same tactics being used, such as sending agents behind enemy lines to spy on worship services. Listen. The tactics are sending agents behind the enemy's lines, i.e. in the church, to spy on the worship services in California during the Wuhan Chinese coronavirus. You can shop, eat out, riot, loot, protest, but there are tough restraints and constraints on the church to worship. Churches can feed the hungry, but parishioners can't take communion. Churches can house the homeless, but can't sit 6 feet apart in the same pew with a neighbor. The same governor who encourages mass protest, bans all worship, is now fining churches for their right to assemble and worship. The same governor who says the church can meet for regular services, bans the church from having religious services. This unconstitutional hostility against religious worship must end, and it must end now. Newsom has issued a rule against singing or chanting, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and now sending in governmental agents into the church to spy on the church and then to issue some type of cease and desist order. Here's an article from Matt Staver with Liberty Council. Did you ever imagine in America there would be government spies in your church with the intent of closing the church? Did you ever imagine that government officials and local judges would deem worship or singing as being illegal? He says, neither did I, but it is happening. California has now issued the worst edicts in the nation against churches. California Governor Gavin Newsom first ordered no singing, no chanting, then banned all worship, which includes Bible study and fellowship, even in our homes. But some California churches and pastors and congregations know that they must obey God and not Caesar about the authority to worship. Meanwhile, Liberty Council Matt Staver says, Santa Clara County officials sent spies into the North Valley Baptist Church looking for reasons to fine and or close the church. The church has already been fined a total of $10,000 simply for singing in the church, and now the church's past two services, they've been fined another $5,000 for each service. And now to find that spies are going into the church, he ends with this. Did you ever think America would reach a point in which singing praises unto the Lord would be unlawful, an act of worship would be fined $5,000, or the governmental officials would even send spies into the church with the intent on shutting the church down? Neither did I, Matt Staver says. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to look up, lift up our heads, for our redemption draweth nigh. Spies, government spies in the church? Who would have ever believed in the United States of America? Did you ever imagine that that could happen in our nation? And ladies and gentlemen, until Christians stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen in unison, and take a stand together and pray, seek God's face, and demand that these liberties be restored to us, it'll never happen. It'll get worse rather than better. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
The Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.